Surat, Gujarat. On March 23, a Surat District Court held Congress MP Rahul Gandhi guilty in a 2019 criminal defamation case over his remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname. BJP MLA Purnesh Modi lodged a complaint against Rahul Gandhi's remarks on the Modi surname, wherein he repeatedly asked, "Nirav Modi, Lalit Modi, Narendra Modi. How come they all have Modi as common surname? How come all the thieves have Modi as common surname?" on April 13, 2019, at a rally in Kolar. Furthermore, he added, the name Modi symbolizes the collusion between India's biggest crony capitalist and the Prime Minister of India. The name Modi symbolizes the collusion between India's biggest crony capitalist and the Prime Minister of India, at Rahul Gandhi at hashtag Congress plenary session. Watch live. https://t.co/hmlrpgru6pic.twitter.com/ardu10fakitri. NDTV, at NDTV, March 18, 2018. Rahul Gandhi pleaded not guilty in front of the Surat court in October 2019. As per the case, Rahul was charged under sections 499, defamation, and 500, punishment for defamation, of the IPC. However, the Surat District Court sentenced Rahul Gandhi to 2 years imprisonment U.S. 504, intentional insult with intent to provoke breach of the peace, of the Indian Penal Code, IPC, for his remarks against the Modi surname. However, the court granted Rahul Gandhi bail to appeal his conviction and suspended the sentence for 30 days. Rahul Gandhi has been convicted U.S. 499 and 500 of IPC. The sentence awarded is for 2 years, and against that sentence, he has pled that he may be released on bail till appeal period, and as per law, the court has granted him bail for 30 days and until appeal, the sentence is, pic.twitter.com/d8tfimcui2. NI, at NI, March 23, 2023. Will Rahul Gandhi lose his Wayanad MP seat? It is pertinent to note that U.S. 8.3 of the Representation of the People Act, 1951, a person convicted of any offence and sentenced to imprisonment for no less than 2 years shall be disqualified from the date of such conviction and shall continue to be disqualified for a period of 6 years since his release. It is pertinent to note that on February 13, 2023, Azam Khan's son and former Samajwadi Party MLA Abdullah Azam Khan lost his MLA seat from Suar, Rampur constituency in the 2008 Chajlat case after being sentenced to 2 years imprisonment with an 3,000 rupees fine. Abdullah Azam Khan's disqualification from the Uttar Pradesh Legislative Assembly was affected from the date of his conviction. Abdullah Azam Khan's fate mimicked his father's as Azam Khan lost his Rampur seat. Azam Khan's Rampur seat was declared vacant after being convicted in the hate speech case connected to the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. However, on May 23, 2022, AAP Patiala Rural MLA Dr. Balbir Singh, including three others, was sentenced to 3 years of rigorous imprisonment in a 2011 assault case. Thereafter, MLA Dr. Balbir Singh appealed to Sessions Court against his conviction. The additional Sessions Judge Barinder Singh Ramana observed, the appellant was elected as member of state legislature in the general elections which were conducted in February 2022. As per Section 8.3 of Representation of the People Act, 1951, provides for the disqualification of the member of the legislature in case he is convicted and sentenced to imprisonment for more than 2 years. He added, the special circumstances are attracted in this case as the disqualification of the appellant from the state legislature would also make the people of his constituency unrepresented. In case the conviction is not stayed and the appellant is disqualified, the fresh elections would be required to be conducted for electing a representative from the assembly constituency represented by the appellant. Therefore, the Sessions Court stayed MLA Dr. Balbir Singh's conviction.